You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24, brought to you by the team behind The Entrepreneurs. Mark Johnson is the founder of Canadian menswear label Covalum. He set up the brand in 2010 with the express goal of creating timeless, high-quality garments that are built to last and made entirely in Toronto. 8 years on, and Covalum's products are sold across Canada and online. This is Mark's story.
It begins about 10 years ago, actually, when I came across an old jacket of my father's that he used to wear in the mid-1960s. For some reason, he kept that jacket. It was a plaid Madras cotton anorak. And I used to wear it in the late 80s and early 90s when I was in university. I used to get compliments on it because it was so unique. So about 10 years ago, my parents just sort of dropped that stuff off, all of that old crud off with my wife and I. And I was going through it all. I pulled out this old jacket and I said, geez, to my wife, I said, I used to wear this jacket about 20 years ago now. I always wondered, what would it be like if I made a few? I always wanted to make a few. And at that time, I was practicing law in the government, and I was looking for something interesting to do, as much as I enjoyed my job. And so we thought about it, and we thought, well, you know, why don't we see if we can make a few of these jackets, these Madras anoraks, and sell them. And so that was around 2010, and so I spent a couple of years researching it, checking out fabric stores, pattern makers here in Toronto. And after a couple of years, we launched it. That time it was men's and women's wear, just simple stuff, some t-shirts and these Madras plaid anoraks. Since that time, it has morphed into something a little bigger, a little more professionally run, exclusively men's wear, and it's a Canadian-made brand, all here in Toronto. We modernized it, and it's still part of our product lineup, actually. Now they're made out of waxed cotton, and so they're a little more substantial. I'm thinking of reintroducing them again for 2019. But that jacket was the original inspiration. We try to stay true to that sort of what I call masculine style, a bit of a classic style, leading but not falling over. So something that may be towards the outer edge of a young man's comfort zone, he's still going to be confident wearing it. So we try to take it to the edge, but not too far over. And that jacket, it's still there. Still got it in my closet. I don't wear it anymore. It's pretty threadbare, but we've got modern variants of it. They're all made here in Toronto, actually. Most of the garment factories are in suburban Toronto. They're small little shops. We make things here in Canada. We're not self-righteous about it because we've got some ethical problem with making things overseas. Originally, I had stuff, my shirts made in Hong Kong. It's just easier, however, for a small company like me to maintain the relationships with the suppliers, to check in on how things are going, and to respond to problems when you're local, a 15 or 20 minute drive away, you speak the same language, you're in the same time zone, you're using the same currency, payment is much easier. So in terms of just logistics, making things locally is a lot easier. And it's cost-wise, I don't think it's that much more expensive, to be honest with you. Well, firstly, we started to sell, you know, friends and family, a little bit of online sales, one or two stores here in Toronto, and then marketing it as a challenge. Now we're up to about 20 across the country, from Vancouver to Halifax, and we've got someone pushing it into the United States. So I'm hoping that we can push it a bit more into the United States in the next year or two. But we want small, careful, steady growth. Even if we get a huge order from a huge store, given my supply chain and their capacity, I'm not so sure I could fulfill it, actually, without compromising quality or letting them down, because undoubtedly Their major concerns are finding reliable suppliers as well. And, you know, we want Covalum to be a reliable supplier to stores. We deliver a quality product on time at the price we say we're going to deliver it. And that means I've got to slowly build up the capacity on the back end. And so I can't overpromise and underdeliver. I design it for men who are 25 to 40 years old. It's a premium product, but still priced accessibly to them because they're just coming into their earning years. It is someone that wants a smaller niche brand. You can go to the big, huge chain stores for some of your staples, but this is for men who are building up their wardrobe, who want that masculine style, who want a Canadian-made quality product that takes them a little bit to the edge of their style comfort zone and gives them just a nice, good quality product that's fitted. That's something that you can't find everywhere. So it's a nice find for them or a nice catch for them. But it's 25 to 40-year-old men, you know, who I think are a bit underserved at the moment and who are really getting into style right now, actually. And that's been the great transformation in the last 10 or 15 years is men's style.
Thanks very much to Mark Johnson, founder of menswear brand Covalum, for coming in and sharing his story. This show was produced by Thomas Lewis and edited by Kieran Matthew Banerjee. I'm Matt Alagaya. Thanks very much for listening. Goodbye.